One day after the House of Representatives passed President Obama's economic recovery plan, the president was eager to speak about his administration's efforts to right America's economic ship. After a meeting with his economic team, Mr. Obama saved his most pointed remarks for financial firm executives. The president pointed to a report that found top managers collected more than $18 billion in bonuses last year.
That is the height of irresponsibility. It is shameful.
His irritation clearly evident, Mr. Obama noted that taxpayers have bailed out numerous failing financial institutions in recent months. He did not seem to be mollified by the fact that the report, issued by the New York State Comptroller, said bonuses actually were down 44% from the previous year.
You know, the American people understand that we've got a big hole that we've got to dig ourselves out of. But they don't like the idea that people are digging a bigger hole even as they're being asked to fill it up.
The president promised his administration would take up the matter with Wall Street executives and stress the need for responsible corporate behavior. Mr. Obama said that reforming the way America does business will be a key component of a multi-pronged approach to revive the U.S. economy. He said his administration is crafting badly needed financial reforms and other measures that will be unveiled in coming weeks.
The American people will have a clear sense of a comprehensive strategy designed to put people back to work, reopen businesses, get credit flowing again.
The first element of the president's economic program cleared a major legislative hurdle this week with the House of Representatives passing an $819 billion economic recovery plan. The package, which combines tax cuts with new spending on multiple fronts, now goes to the Senate for consideration. But the bill failed to receive a single House Republican vote, despite a concerted effort by the president to lobby opposition legislators. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs expressed no bitterness about the Democratic-Republican party line vote.
Old habits die hard in this town. We get that. But the president understands that changing the way Washington works isn't likely to happen in just 10 days.
Republicans strongly criticized the recovery package, saying it contains insufficient tax cuts for wage earners and that it is laden with wasteful government spending. Gibbs said the plan is designed to quickly inject money into the economy to spur job creation and growth. He said the package is desperately needed as economic indicators continue to paint a bleak picture. Thursday, the U.S. Labor Department reported that the number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits has spiked to a record 4.78 million people. That is the highest figure since the department began tracking jobless data in the 1960s. U.S. unemployment has risen more than 2 percentage points during the last year, mirroring trends around the world. U.S. gross domestic product numbers for the fourth quarter of last year are to be released Friday. Most analysts warn that the figures will show a major economic contraction that began more than a year ago. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The White House.